I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lele Radio Sports Page, we talk to Knoxville boys golf coach Barry Smith and Pella boys golf coach Bob Fessler following the state tournament, which was only one round because of weather, as weather called off the second round on Tuesday. Talking now to Pella boys golf coach Bob Fessler. Disappointing end to the day up here because Mother Nature didn't allow you to play, but you know, just I guess your thoughts on, you know, first round, and I know the guys are wanting to come back and maybe make a better round than they did first round.
Yeah, certainly. Well, you know, first of all, it was the right decision to cancel today. You see the course, the conditions, just not possible to play. Now, having said that, it is. It's you always wish for a two-day tournament. You want your guys to be able to show what they're able to do and capable of doing. But, you know, just being honest, day one, we just didn't get done what we needed to get done. Our guys fought hard, played well, but in the end, we just weren't good enough to, you know, be where we wanted to be or thought we could be. You know, finishing 7 out of 9 teams at the state tournament is a pretty good place to be when you step back and take a look at it. So it's been a successful year. Proud of our seniors. You know, Cade and Luke and AJ had a great year this year, and they led us the whole time, so I was really proud of them.
Let's talk about those seniors. You have 3 seniors that are departing from the varsity squad. What do they mean to the team the last couple of years?
Yeah, I don't even know how you put that into words. You talk about Cade and AJ, the two of them have been around for 3 and 4 years and part of the varsity program, and they've really built what we are. They know the tradition, they know who we need to become. Great young men, great leaders, really proud of them. Lucas come strong the last 2 years and really been a valuable part of our team and what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, they pass on kind of the knowledge, if you will, of how you got to act, how you got to be, how you practice, all of those type things. So the program can remain strong, and they did a great job of passing that along.
Overall this year, you know, the body of work, you mentioned, you know, a pretty good year, and seems like the team got better as the season went on.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very strategic about trying to have a very strong schedule. You know, a lot of these teams here we've played, and you know, we're going to lose some to them, but we're also going to know what it takes when we play in a state tournament. And I think there's a lot of good that came out of that. You know, we had some young guys that can play too. They played well yesterday and helped us achieve the score we did. So pretty exciting for our future. You know, good luck to our seniors as they move on to their next endeavor. But, yeah, overall, I think the Pella Golf program's in a good spot.
Looking forward, you got to place 3 positions on varsity, but I'm sure you can draw from your JV and maybe some younger guys coming in that maybe haven't picked up a golf club. How do you see that coming up?
You know, I think we are solid. We have several good JV players that challenged all year long for varsity spots, so that's really encouraging. And I think it speaks again to our program and the strength of our program. We'll have 2 or 3 guys that can step in pretty easily next year that we're excited about. So hopefully we just keep on rolling.
All right. Good to talk to you, and best of luck next year.
Thank you very much, Derek. Appreciate it.
Talking now to Knoxville boys golf coach Barry Smith. And, 8th place is where you will finish. They're going to go off the first round because you didn't get to play a second round because of weather. How disappointing is that? Because I know the guys are looking forward to maybe getting out there and showing, okay, let's have some fun, improve, and finish where we can finish.
Yeah, it is disappointing. I mean, the weather has not been kind all spring, so it's kind of par for the course, pun intended there. But it's just, I know the boys really wanted an opportunity to show that we could play better than what we did. And if we could have played today, it was going to end up being miserable anyway. It was so wet, but it is what it is.
This year, you know, another successful year nonetheless. You look at the body of work, and I know they wanted more, but, you know, conference champion, had a lot of good moments this year.
We really did. It was a team that at times would surprise me, and at times we showed, you know, even though we were top heavy with the 3 seniors, we still were young on the bottom end, and, you know, and there's a lot of good golfers coming back on the team. next year, and so give us an opportunity to, you know, and they've got a lot of experience, and those the kids that I have returning, they'll put the time and effort in. So, you know, hopefully they've seen what the seniors did the last 4 years and have an opportunity to go out and, you know, achieve the same success.
Your top three were seniors, Evan, Carson, and Noah. Those guys really set a bar that I think your guys coming back, A, can look up to, and B, need, you know, could probably strive to even put it up a little higher.
Yeah, they've been team leaders. You know, Evan Carson's been with me all 4 years. Noah the last three. It's a class that it's a very special class to me, and yeah, I'm just going to miss them tremendously.
Looking at what you have coming back, you got you know, Brady Rosaboom, Luke Rosaboom, Urban Zeller, and I'm sure some guys on JV that'll have to step up to varsity. Looks like you got a pretty solid group. You know, right now, where are the expectations? Have you seen those guys tackle their first real varsity experience?
Yeah, I think we've got a pretty good solid core of guys. You know, we had five guys that are underclassmen that lettered this year. The opportunity for them that will be there next year to really step up, and big shoes to fill. You know, you're talking a first team All-Stater, you're talking Carson being second team All-Stater, you know, all three of the seniors were all conference, so they really got some work to cut out to do to continue the success they will. But knowing those boys as much as I see them during the summer, they'll be working on their games and we'll be ready to go.
All right, tough way to end the season, but look forward to it next year.
Thanks.
And that was Pella head boys golf coach Bob Fessler and Knoxville boys golf coach Barry Smith following the Class 3A state championships this week. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page coming up on KNIA Care of Less.